Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
And listen for The Drive at 5. The stories driving the news every day at 5. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. So, Michael Bartley in for Colin. I'm here till 6 o'clock. So if you want to sneak in your opinion on something, do it. All right. Daryl in Finleyville. Daryl, you've been on hold for quite a long time. I'm sorry about that. I had so many things going on my agenda today, but the time is yours. Go ahead, Daryl.
Well, you're worth the hold, Michael.
Aha, my man. Thanks so much.
Now all of a sudden you like me.
Oh, hey, yeah. I like all my callers.
You mentioned that they were going to vote on whether or not the Epstein stuff should be
to release the files.
Why should there even be a vote? Put it out there.
I agree with you. I don't understand that. I don't.
You know, because I don't get it. But anyhow, that was my first thing. But then I was on your show a few days ago, and you mentioned you were talking about Biden. He was doing some sort of a fundraiser, and he was criticizing Trump, which is okay. But is there anybody else that could criticize him besides? He could hardly speak.
Listen.
I mean, wouldn't you want to have like a super fan out there doing it? I mean, I don't get it.
I think I didn't see the actual sound bites of Biden. I don't know what he's and I don't know what he's like these days. But Donald Trump.
Same or worse.
Donald Trump is 79 years old and. You know, they say, like, when you hit 80, you don't know what could happen.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And Trump seems to be healthy at this point, but, you know, careful what you wish for. I don't know. I mean, I'm not wishing anything bad on him or anything. Of course not. But you know, Trump could be slowing down pretty fast here in a hurry. Believe me, he's going to be 80 years old. His next birthday is 80.
This is why I'm calling.
Because, yeah, go ahead. Sure.
I voted for, I'm conservative, but I mean, I grew up, I'm 72 years old, by the way.
Sure.
And I grew up. Yeah, pretty much Pittsburgh, you know, Democratic. But I voted for Bill Clinton the first time, not the second. Mm-hmm. I voted for Obama. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, well, here's a guy. He's no Kennedy, Rockefeller. He's going to help us out. I voted for him the first time, not the second time. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then all this stuff about, and I got an assignment for, by the way, are you a journalist?
This gig I do now, I express opinion, which I love. I'm sort of a retired journalist. I anchored the news and I was a reporter and I wrote for magazines. I was a journalist for, 40 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I criticize you?
Sure.
I don't think you play fair.
All right.
You hate Trump to the, you know, all you do is report about him, but I got an assignment for you.
All right.
And I don't remember the. Who's the woman from Florida?
Florida? Oh, you mean
all the time? One of your callers.
You mean Cynthia? Cynthia, yeah, sure.
Well, here's an assignment for you and her.
Okay.
Why don't you put on the, have a list of all the accomplishments that the Biden administration did.
Okay.
And then
all right.
Compare that to now. And I mean, I'm looking at Trump. I get it. He's 80 something. He's all over the world. I mean, he at least got Ukraine and Russia to talk. He was in Germany with NATO. And by the way, I was stationed in 1972 in Germany. And I'm thinking, why are we even here they got to come, you know, Russia's got to come across the water to get to us. Mm-hmm. But they did, NATO did a whole lot, and mm-hmm. Trump got in there and said, hey, at least Germany, you got to pay your share.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, he's over in, he's in Taiwan, he's in Korea, he's in China, and compare that to what Biden did.
I would love to do that. I would love to do that. I think that's a great idea, Daryl. And the one thing that the Trump people get mad at me for is that the Trump people don't like when I revisit Trump's words.
He has a filthy mouth, but you know.
Are you a veteran? Are you a veteran?
Yeah, I am.
Did it bother you when he called veterans and you know, I had an uncle who died in World War II. Whose wife was pregnant, and I, you know, people, oh, don't take Trump literally. No, he's the president of the United States. Yes, I am taking him literally. And he said veterans were losers and suckers. Did you think about that on Veterans Day?
I don't think he said that. I think he was criticizing the senator from Arizona.
Yeah, John McCain, who said he was a loser and a sucker. And John McCain was a POW MIA, Daryl. Come on.
Well, you know what? He suffered tremendously.
Yes, he did.
However,
yes, he did.
As a veteran, he did not do zero for the veterans. He would have been.
So you think because he was a POW, Daryl, he was a loser and a sucker? I don't think so.
No.
If Joe Biden said he was a loser,
Daryl.
Yes, it would. Thank you, Daryl.
But what I'm saying is, I would have thought that he would have like got in and did the veterans this, because years ago, the veterans, you know, which I have done a lot with for my medical stuff, mm-hmm. they were horrible.
Yeah.
Now they're a lot better. But yeah. I was thinking, who would be better than him? Why did I forget his name?
Who are you thinking
the
of?
Senator from.
Oh, John McCain. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, would there have been anybody better than John McCain to do all that stuff for the veterans? And I don't remember him doing anything.
Oh, I remember him doing a lot of things. I do. I remember him doing a lot of things. I don't remember Trump doing. Hey, Daryl, you call me anytime. I enjoyed this call. I do. I think you're a fair guy.
And don't forget that assignment.
Oh, I won't. No, I won't forget. Don't worry about that.
You're the man. I'm a big fan of yours. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Daryl. I'm a fan of yours right now. I really am. Thank you very much. Who said I can't talk to Trump people? That's the fifth one today that we shared mutual respect. You better believe it. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah. We don't agree about Donald Trump. I can't get him. You do. I can't get him. Yeah. But I'm not gonna not allow you to express your opinion. What, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Of course not. I laughed. What was that, 3 hours ago? I brought up Dan from Mount Pleasant, my favorite Trumper in the whole wide world. Screaming, laughing. He sent me a present through the mail. He sent me a pound of coffee because I blamed Trump about the price of coffee. You bet I do. And he sent me a little pocket copy of the Constitution, too. That's my man. I don't see any liberals sending me anything, but I gave the coffee to the local food bank. I'm not allowed to accept that, but I appreciate that.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.